From its release in 1982, sci-fi movie E.T., the Extraterrestrial, had a huge impact on the world of cinema. Directed by Steven Spielberg, compared to his previous blockbusters, Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T. was a very down-to-earth film. Set in a California suburb, it was protagonized by children, and unlike other movies of the time, spoke directly to its young audience, treating them with a respect usually reserved for adults. E.T. tells the story of 10-year-old Elliot, played by Henry Thomas, and his siblings, younger sister Gertie, Drew Barrymore, and older brother Michael, Robert McNaughton, who live with their recently divorced single mother. Elliot struggles with the absence of his father and feels very lonely. One day, Elliot hears a noise in the backyard. He goes out to investigate and encounters a bizarre creature. The alien, who he later names E.T., is an intergalactic botanist who is stranded on Earth when his colleagues are forced to escape in their spacecraft. Spielberg said that while the idea for the movie came to him in a flash, the political context at the time was influential. In the 1980s, U.S. President Ronald Reagan reduced government spending on social and space programs and increased military expenditure instead. As with previous hit movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Spielberg wanted to re-inspire awe in the universe and to make alien life seem approachable. Unusually, E.T. was shot in chronological order to encourage the young cast to give convincing performances. The camera was placed at their height, allowing them to ad-lib most of the memorable lines. While ambitious in scope, as reflected in John Williams' inspirational score, the personal nature of the movie had a profound effect on Spielberg himself. In his mid-30s at the time, he had decided that having a family would be incompatible with his career, but while making E.T., he changed his mind. E.T. the character is a technologically savvy vegetarian who can heal and bring dying plants back to life. He shares emotional characteristics with adult human beings, but also has a childlike curiosity and an openness to learn, create, and communicate. E.T. is old-fashioned in his strictly defined male gender, with its certain characteristics, such as dressing up in drag for comedy effect. Otherwise, though, he does seem very modern. The physical creation of E.T. was the work of Italian artist Carlo Rambaldi, who won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects for his animatronics. Rambaldi, who also created the creature from the movie Alien, envisaged something that did not look like someone in a costume. The second highest grossing Spielberg movie after Jurassic Park, E.T., the Extraterrestrial, continues to move people of all ages and backgrounds. Though a sequel was never made, the 1982 film has been re-released a number of times. In an interview given for the film's 40th anniversary, Spielberg recalled how the idea for E.T. came to him out of nowhere.
I was in Tunisia making Raiders of the Lost Ark, and we were setting up a shot, and I was picking up fossils in the desert, which used to be the bottom of the ocean millions of years ago. And I thought the end of Close Encounters, when Richard Dreyfuss goes up into the mothership and the little alien comes down and does the hand signs to Francois Truffaut. And it just hit me. I thought, what if the alien had stayed behind on Earth? What if he did kind of foreign exchange? Dreyfuss goes away and the alien stays. And it suddenly, this whole story hit me like a ton of bricks.
In 1980, Spielberg and screenwriter Melissa Matheson had attempted to write a screenplay based on an unrealized science fiction project called Night Skies. Matheson was initially reluctant to get involved, says Spielberg, but her screenplay, in which he also collaborated, earned her an Oscar nomination.
It was really a story about my mom and dad when they got divorced and how I felt as a kid, wanting a friend like that to fill the void in my life. And all these things came pouring in. Harrison Ford's wife, Melissa Matheson, was on the set, And I just want to get this thing written. I said, hey, Melissa, you want to write this? She said no. And then Harrison talked her into it. And then she said yes eventually. And she did a tremendously wonderful screenplay.
Some of the most iconic images in cinema history originated in E.T. A sequence involving flying bicycles was later adopted as the logo for Spielberg's production company, Amblin Entertainment. While E.T. defies any one genre, says Spielberg, he sees it as a rescue movie.
I like the idea that they're like children. It's easy for kids to relate to. E.T. came into Elliot's life, and after they start to bond with each other, they're inseparable. Both have needs. Elliot has a need that E.T. can fulfill, and E.T. has a need that Elliot can help him with to get home. And Elliot also needs to get home. Elliot doesn't have a father. His father has divorced his mother and is off in Mexico. And he's a lost child. He's going to fall off the face of the earth if he's not rescued. I always thought E.T. was a movie about a double rescue. E.T. saves Elliot, Elliot saves E.T.